In the words of Meredith Marks, when it comes to that week, week and a half before my period, I wish I was disengaging. My PMS is off the charts. Truly, Uber Eats needs to check in and say, it's about that time, isn't it? I know it is. The cravings are crazy. I want to crawl out of my skin. Now it's easier to manage PMS with Estro Control. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony and Estro Control, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. For AGs who are friends of perimenopause, menopause, or postmenopause, Happy Mammoth has Hormone Harmony. It's not just a supplement for women going through those stages, it's also become a phenomenon. Women can't stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code AndysGirls at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code AndysGirls for 15% off today. I'm engaging. Conversations around wellness and weight loss can be complicated. There's the Instagram filter we all see on IG and social media, and then IRL. And between $20 smoothies and daily ice baths, everyone is doing the most to hack the health system. But there's a better way. Row. Row provides access to the most popular weight loss shots on the market. Over 200,000 people have already chosen Row to help them lose weight. And you can sign up from the comfort of your own home. No scheduling a doctor's appointment, commute to the doctor's office, and no waiting rooms. The Row Body Program pairs a weekly shot with healthy lifestyle changes so you can lose 15 to 20% of your weight in a year on average and actually keep it off. Of course, medication must be paired with diet and exercise modifications in order to achieve any stated results. Medication cost is not included in the program. Patients must pay for medication separately. With Row, average weight loss is 15 to 20% in 1 year with healthy lifestyle changes. BMI and other eligibility criteria apply. Go to row.co/AndysGirls. You can sign up today and you'll pay just $99 for your first month and $145 a month after that. Medication costs are separate. That's ro.co/AndysGirls. Sign up today.
Some people call me cold, but that's not ice. It's debt.
They say when one door closes, another door opens. And I closed that one too. This is VIP only.
Ooh, that one was kind of like a thinker. Like I was super like, what's going to happen?
I was on a journey. I was taking you on
were.
A journey with
I
that
was
one.
Into that bougie Justin Ishichor.
I told a brief story.
You did tell a story, and I loved it. You guys, it's Andy's Girls. It's episode, I don't know. I think it's 77.
Wow.
It could be 78. I'm joined by none other than Seth Plattner, writer, editor, devourer of pop culture, also known in my personal life as the best friend and life partner. I don't know if you'd love that phrase, but of OG of the AG, Damian Bellino.
Yep.
You love Damian, love you. So you were last on Andy's Girls. Like,
it's been a while.
I think it was like episode four.
Maybe. Like, I started in the beginning and I was like, yeah, original, gonna keep this going, and then just disappear for a little while. Now I'm back. And I was with Damian, so
yes.
I was sort of riding shotgun for him.
No, it was and good. I remember it was like the three of us.
I usurped that bitch. Now it's my show.
Oh my God, I love it. So tell me everything. So you recently interviewed Jane Fonda.
I did.
So you have like interviewed like a fucking ton of people.
A lot of people. Yeah, I did like had an 11-year stint at Elle Magazine
right.
where I was a pop culture or just like a culture editor and writer, and I covered a ton of celebrities. So yeah,
oh
I've
God.
Interviewed everyone from Lady Gaga to Celine Dion.
You did?
To Cher.
Shut
to
up.
Nicole Kidman to
What's
Daisy
Nicole
Ridley.
What's Nicole Kidman like? I feel like I used to think she was like a dick, and now I'm obsessed with her and think she's super cool and a human kitten.
I think I kind of thought that too, like just from weird observations.
I think it's misogyny, honestly.
I mean, yeah, and it's just kind of like the way she's poised in person.
She's,
so
she's
you
very...
that reads as like icy, but
right.
I interviewed her. We were on the phone for like an hour and 20 minutes.
Shut
and
up.
Usually like I hate phone interviews because you can't establish any repartee, but
totally.
She was literally the warmest, nicest human. I mean, I could have sat and talked with her forever. And like my mark
so
of a good interviewer is somebody who from the jump says your name. Like they will be like, Seth, it's so nice to talk
because
to you.
Because you're a person.
And
you're
if they,
not like a cog in a wheel.
If they had
thing.
Their name in your head, then like, I know it's going to be a great interview. And she was just, I mean, she's just so nice. I mean, you know, you
so
talk about
pretty.
The weather with people just to like a small talk and you're like,
we
oh my God,
did.
Like,
yeah.
But you're kind of like, talking about the weather, kill myself. But
oh my
I talked with Nicole Kidman about the weather for like 10 minutes and it was just joyous. I mean,
really?
Joyous talking about the weather.
I feel like I could go to sleep listening to her talk, like her voice and also like fucking, I'm going to fuck up the name of it. Big Little Lies.
Yeah. That's what I interviewed her for. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It was a lot. Like I'm nervous. I was nervous when they announced that they were doing another season. Cause I was like, I get why you're doing this, but it was so perfect. Like don't fuck it up. And also the director left and I was like nervous, but I don't know, with Meryl there. And also it's Reese. And I feel like she is so smart. Like I think,
I think there's so many women involved. Like who were like from the original
Zoe
like,
Kravitz.
Yeah. Like they've got their hand like firmly around that and know like what, like what they're going to do. So I'm super excited for it.
I remember watching the season finale with my roomie. We had all the lights off and we were both like fucking dying and I was like, nobody tell me a fucking, like I was convinced I knew like what was gonna happen. I was 100% wrong. Like every episode I was like, you guys, this is like so easy. And every single time
I watched it with Damien, and I think it was like we went from just like mouths agape staring at the screen to just shrieking hysterically.
Oh my God,
like
it
was just
so crazy.
I mean, but it was like it was like a weird mix of like shock shriek but like happy shriek, you know what I mean, like that motherfucker's getting what he deserves. And
totally. And also that soundtrack is so good. I own it.
Yeah,
it's like so fucking
I know.
Good.
That's one of those things you like don't want to admit that you like listen to a lot.
No,
but
I
like,
love it. I'm like super into it.
Yeah.
So listen, it's been a week. We were supposed to record last week. I was sick. Then I was sick at the beginning of this week. I literally had to reschedule therapy, which is like something. I didn't leave my apartment for 2 days. I was like a combination of like sick and depressed that I was sick and had to cancel everything. I missed, do you know Ryan Houlihan, friend of the show?
Yeah.
He does like a monthly Housewives reading. I like said on air I was going, bought my ticket, couldn't go. Because I was
you bought the ticket. Like
I bought
the
ticket.
Money.
I felt so bad. And then people were reaching out to me like, you're going, right? Like, because I was like posting on my Insta stories how sick I was and how like fat I was because I was eating my feelings because I was sick, which is like problematic. All within the medical diet, but like still, like I was having a lot of fruit. I like ordered by Chloe, like things were pop gluten free, but like things were popping. And people were like, you're gonna go. I was like, no, I can't because I'm like fat now and I'm in bed and I hate myself and I do not feel well. So I heard it was a big success. But like I was so sad to miss recording with you last week. So I'm so grateful that you're here.
Self-care is just so important these days.
Right? Or just like care.
Just like actual care.
Just like put a little caring out there.
Just drink some orange juice.
I really feel like the combination of eating my feelings, which you cannot do if you have a medical illness. Like if I have like a GI situation. So like eating is like the single word. Like you can't, even if it's all like vegan, gluten-free, soy-free, paleo stuff. But I had so many paleo brownies and my body was like, Sarah, stop.
It hurts.
It hurts. So I had that, and then the fucking universe blew up this week. Like,
still blown up today.
100%. There's gonna be a vote or whatever to be like, how great is Brett? Like, how do you like a person named Brett? Number one, like that's a problem. He did it. His name is Brett. Like,
but
what's your name?
But
Brett?
It's always okay.
Brett. It's always
like, Brett.
It's always
white.
Brett's
who can get
fucking
this far.
Drunk.
There was a guy
crying.
On Big Brother, and like not to like take it to another show,
no,
on a show
it.
About a show, but like there was a dude on Big Brother this season
who's
whose
a rapist?
Name was Brett. I mean,
oh.
Like no, but like yes,
that like, was like
absolutely.
A life goal of his.
He's
He'll
like,
get there.
He's like a jacked white bro who like literally made it his point in the house to just like
tear apart women.
Harass like the women yeah. who he would have picked on in high school. Like he right. was a nightmare. But guess what? Fans loved him. I'm like,
because he's so emotional. Not,
I mean, he's people like watching people be dicks to other people.
Yeah, they really do. It's like Lindsey Graham is like lapping it up. But it was like a downer. Like I literally watched her testimony. I only cried when Cory Booker asked her how her kids and husband were doing, and she said fairly well, and I was like,
so dark,
sob, super dark. Then I went to therapy, which had been rescheduled, where my therapist was like, he's definitely not gonna get this, and I was like,
therapist,
I was like, sweetie, let me tell you what's gonna happen. He's gonna get it, and we're just gonna continue to be fucked because look at who our president is. She's like, no, you don't understand. She didn't say no, you don't understand, because I'm a terrible therapist. She was like, let's talk about it. I was like, cool, but like, it's going to happen. He's gonna get this. And then I came home and watched, I want to say like 2 seconds of his testimony, because I couldn't
watch it because I was working.
I couldn't take it. Yeah, it was like, I saw a giant everything
on
trigger.
Twitter, and I even on Twitter I was reading it like fuming, and I was just like, I can only imagine what I'd be doing if I was watching this right now. So
honestly, like, I got on the train to go to therapy, and there was an open seat, and I went for it, and a guy cut me off to sit down. Now, he did have his wife and son, I realized, after next to him, but I didn't care, and I stared at him the entire time, because you can't do more than that. Like, I've learned, because there's you know, you don't know these people, and there is an area of violence for women when they use their voices, where it's like, it can be very scary to be, I've experienced it. It's not great. So you have to be very, very careful about standing up for yourself. And so I just like, I'm a big fan of like publicly shaming people, but like, I just didn't feel like today was the day for me to get maybe assaulted. So I just like stared him down, but I was like, really, sweetie, like you couldn't let me have this seat just this one time. Yeah. Like, you don't know how many brownies I've eaten. I'm like disabled.
Let me tell you about the paleo brownies.
From Hugh Kitchen. So that, all that to say, guys, what a week.
What a week.
What a time.
What? I mean,
to be an American.
I'm glad that we had the escapist world of housewives to disappear into.
So am I, but I swear to God, I watched each episode like 400 times. I'm so on it today that I asked you if you watched DC this week before we started.
You did. RIP DC, like, please come back.
RIP Mikhail, what a journey, what a life. She has pretend MS. I'm sure she's seeking pretend treatment, one fillet at a time.
Yeah, I mean, wait, you know, I say like I would like escaping into the world of housewives, and then I just was thinking, you know what, it's actually hard to watch OC sometimes, because like, it's like, it's like almost all those women voted for Trump, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know that they voted. Do you think they voted? Like, I don't know. Vicky, I feel like, voted. Sonia didn't vote. Tinsley was
OC,
in Florida.
Not New York.
When these women, like, I don't know that they know it's their civic duty.
They find out where they are.
I think if their husband, this is so shitty, but none of them really have husbands, but like, if a housewife husband was like, go vote, I think she would. A lot of them don't use their mind so much.
No, and I think they're like forgetful. They're like, oh, that's today.
Like I don't. I mean, it is one of those things. I did actually feel kind of weird about the fact that so few, if any, housewives tweeted about everything that's been going on. It made me a little uncomfortable.
They don't, because all they care about at the end of the day
are followers.
Are followers and fans. And they're like, they just can't risk. I mean, besides Carol, they can't like risk alienating anybody, because like Ramona and Luann. And yeah, I think like in OC, like Vicky and Tamra, like they need those
Tamra,
women on their side.
I feel like Kelly maybe used to be a Republican, but I could see her maybe being progressive.
And she probably did that because of her husband. She was like,
my husband said to vote this because it'll give us more money.
Right,
yeah, but I think now she's like...
Like Megyn King Edmonds, I think, was a Democrat. I think Gretchen was a Democrat.
Really?
Rest in peace. I think so.
I wouldn't guess that.
I feel like maybe...
Alexis... I mean, just
couldn't
like,
be more.
Could it just like
couldn't be more.
Just salivate over Trump. I mean, my God.
P.S. Did you see that thing that Gretchen and Slade volunteered to join Jim Bellino's lawsuit against Shannon and Tamra? Like, they said that like Jim and Alexis were getting fake divorce or something, and that he was like bankrupt, so he's suing them for $1 billion. And Slade and Gretchen weren't contacted. Allegedly, they like just came forward and they're like, "I'll be in." Me
just
too. Like,
just showed up at the courthouse or whatever.
Do you know help?
God, it's like, girl, like, get out. If you're not in the world, get out of the world.
She wants to be in the world. No, Gretchen,
Her new face, it's so I went down like a deep, deep like Instagram dark hole like a couple weekends ago in Fire Island with like my friends, and we were looking at her Instagram, and it's like
it's very poppy,
it's like
right?
it's the mixture of the work she's had done, yeah, and the Facetune.
Yeah,
and it's like you are not. I mean, she looks like she was CGI'd, like in all of her photos. It's absolutely insane.
You know, I don't totally understand Facetune because I'm like I barely understand Instagram at Dame Galley. What's up? but I barely understand it. But you know who Facetunes like a motherfucker? Pandora Vanderpump Soda.
Oh sure, of course.
It makes me sad though because I'm like I can't. Half your face looks like it's mm-hmm. melting.
Yeah,
because she does these like very far away photos, but she has like Barbara Walters lighting just on her face, and like one of her eyes is always like near her nose. Like it doesn't make any sense. I'm like, Pandy, like you have so much money.
Pandy.
You can go to Villa Rosa and just kiki any day of the week. All those dogs are living a better life than I will ever enjoy.
I don't know why. It's like they think we don't know when they do it as well. It's like we've seen your face on TV.
We see you on TV.
And it's not that face.
100%.
So, like, what are you doing? I don't know.
It's so weird. A friend of mine, when I went to Paris a couple weeks ago, and a friend of mine was like,
casual.
I need to figure out a way to insert I went to Paris into every day of my conversation. I can do it.
I mean, oh, you can't.
Dreams.
Yeah, just,
goal setting. But I went to dinner with a friend of mine, and she was like, let's Facetune it before you post it. And I'm not that person. Like, I'll do a light filter sometimes. Like, the fact that I put on makeup today is shocking. Like, I just usually just filter
that.
I'll do
it.
Like a black and white, honestly, and call it a day. Same. But she wanted to Facetune our teeth to make them more white. So if you look at that photo, there's like one photo, you'll know it on Insta of like us. And it's like literally white teeth. Like all I can see are like Vanderpump Rules style, like glistening white teeth. It's a lot.
She couldn't have you bringing her down. So she had
100%. And I think she was doing it like just for my teeth, but she like did hers as well. You know, she was like, just for us. Like it'll be great. And it was like, no, bitch. Like your teeth are yellow. How do you say yellow in French? I don't know. Yellow in French.
Oh,
I don't know.
I would have known. I don't know. 3 years ago. I don't know.
So I like almost failed every year.
Languages,
I had to do extra credit in French class. I went into every store in Paris, literally everyone, and everywhere people said hello. Like they didn't even bother.
No, they know.
They know.
And
I
at
would
that
try
point,
to
just
say,
don't try.
I would try to say like bonjour or like merci, and they were like, bye.
They're like,
sweetie, it's okay.
Bye.
Bye. We know.
Bonjour. Bye.
And then I would laugh because I thought it was like funny. Like, but that's not
they
cute.
They hate me.
I was like, your language is adorable. I can't believe this is real. Okay. Anyway. So great episode. Thanks for coming.
I'm here. Yeah.
So what are your thoughts? I know that last week.
Where are we starting? Are we starting with OC, Dallas? What are we?
We can start. Well, let's start a little bit with New York. What are your thoughts on New York?
Oh God, are you really just like secretly asking me if I'm like Team Bethany or Team Carol?
I'm asking you because I watched the premiere of Play by Play, aka Real Men Watch Bravo, aka Jerry O'Connell needed a vehicle.
How did that
and
go? I
the
love
People's
Dave
Couch.
Holmes, and I love that he's on it. But like,
I love Dave Holmes. I am slightly uncomfortable with the idea that we're giving men more of a voice and we are like lady viewers.
Sure. Like also network. It's about a world that is like women? Almost strictly female.
Yeah.
So it's like what, like, and I get it. Jerry O'Connell's like a super fan and he loves to just like,
yeah. And
talk
he's good
about
he has good points. But
sure. And he understands the world, but yeah, you're kind of like, why do we need
another
their opinion
men?
On
right.
any of this?
I just feel like I get why it exists. But why is this the only show of like fans talking back? Because they don't do the People's Couch anymore. And the People's Couch was like fucking fantastic.
Right. That's a good point. It's like if you're going to put all this effort, and I understand like these people are quote unquote professionals and they like know how to be talking heads. But like if you're going to pump the money and the effort into a new show, like make it an interesting show. Make it with like varied voices. Make it with find some fans that, I mean, look, we could do that shit. You know what I mean?
100%.
There were just many other ways to go about making a new show about Housewives that I don't think that anyone was really asking to hear what these men think about
it. Right, and I think that
like, I get enough of Jerry when he comes and Watch What Happens Live. Like, leave it at that.
The
only thing that would be worse is if Michael Rappaport was also on the show.
Oh my God.
I would just be like, I don't need any more of that.
I still sort of, I mean, I think Jerry O'Connell can be funny. Yeah. And I like that he's, like, invested in this. I just don't think that that's, like, I don't think that his voice should be like the first. If we're going to like launch this shit, why not a combination of like men and women? Like, I get the whole point of it. I mean, the original title was Real Men Watch Bravo. They're trying to like either change the audience of Bravo viewers or give more attention. Like, isn't this great? Like, men do this too. Yeah. And it's like, guys, men get a lot.
It's better as a sidekick type thing.
Yeah. It's, you know? But it's like becoming, I don't know. I like have a lot of feels about it, even though I like die for their set. But anyway, all this to say, so was watching that and Andy came on their first app for like 2 seconds and they asked about BVC and Dave Holmes was team Carol, Jerry was team Carol, Andy called Carol Trump, and the other two guys were team Bethany, I want to say. So what, whose side are you on?
I'm like, I'm firmly team Carol. I'll say that.
Oh, you are?
From the jump, I'm firmly team Carol. I don't think she did herself any favors at the reunion.
Yeah, tell me
that was tough because I think she was trying to play Bethany's game at the reunion, and it's just like, you can't beat Bethany at her game. You just can't. Like, she knows how to play that too well. She's done it for too many seasons. Like, when she's got the seat next to Andy, she's like, I know how to do this. Mm-hmm. And when Carol is in the other seat next to Andy, you know, trying to mirror like Bethany's like tactics, her like fighting tactics, like, it just didn't work. Carol's better when she is like calm, collected, letting shit roll off her back, you know, like not getting heated, but when she's trying to do the like, look at my phone and coming for Andy and like calling him like names, it just doesn't work for Carol. It seems cloying. I think it sort of just undercuts like all of her points that I think that she's kind of made throughout the season. And look, I'm not saying that like Carol's perfect and that I love Carol and that like everything she did this season was great. I just think when I put them side by side, I was probably just able to stomach Carol more. I just think some of the, like the way, it's just like the way that literally it's the way sometimes like Bethany just like conducts herself. Like, to me, the most like epitomizing scene of why I am not team Bethany was when this season Luann is trying to have like a vulnerable moment with Bethany and trying to say, hey, I wish I'd listened to you in the hotel room in Miami. I wish I'd listened to what you were trying to say to me. Like, she's trying to like have a moment with Bethany to say like, thank you. And Bethany can't even be like, you're welcome. Like, I know how hard this must be for you, blah, blah. She just looks her dead in the face and goes, you're just trying to tell me that I was right, aren't you? You're just trying to tell me I was right. And it's like, girl, like, just for a second, let someone like have a real moment with you and don't try to steal this moment to be like TV, you know? Mm-hmm. Now, I can take a step back from this and know that like Bethany right now has been very like supportive of Luann in her recent struggles. Like, apparently she was like the only one that Luann could rely on.
Allegedly she was like very involved in the intervention.
Right. And like, stood by her when she was kind of going through it, you know, but it's just,
I mean, although who wouldn't?
Did any of those other women, you know what I mean? They all just sat on those couches and just tore her to shreds and spilled her tea. I mean, Ramona was just brewing a big old pitcher of Lipton over there. Like, she like did not care. But I mean, that's Ramona.
That's why we love her.
That's Ramona. That's why we love her. So, I mean, so I just have to say, I guess like on the scale, like I just tip a little more to Carol. That being said, I'm fine with her being off the show. Like, it's like,
you are.
Yeah, she's run her course. Like, it's okay, because at the end of the day, she's still, this is what's made her, the only thing that's made her interesting in the past like however many seasons she's been on. You know what I mean? I just I feel like all other times she's very innocuous, and I've got what I need out of her. Like, hit the road.
So what? That's so interesting to me. So what do you think is going to happen next season?
I mean, they're going to have to get a new girl.
Allegedly it's Barbara Kay, the woman who works in construction, who sued or tried to like put in an injunction. Richard, I'm sorry. Injunction. What's your function? Oh, yeah. She tried to do like a thing with some vowels and a consonant here or there because like she was recorded and they aired her talking to Kara about how Tom was a piece of shit. So allegedly they're like testing her. Cool. Barbara Kay, you know, she's like older.
Yeah, yeah. Now I know who she is. Yeah.
She looks actually kind of like Cindy a little bit. Yeah. Cindy Barshaw.
I remember. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So allegedly she's there. Okay, Tinsley and Bethany are doing shit on social media together. Tinsley ran straight to Bethany.
Didn't know that, and that is so good that like Carol's off the show and Tinsley's like, I need somebody to make me interesting. 100%. And she goes straight to the person who will undoubtedly
tear her apart.
Just take her all the way to the top and then just kick her off the cliff. Like, yeah. I mean, that is what Tinsley's
doing. That might actually be fascinating because Tinsley's a really good, like, head up asser person. That's a fun new word phrase. She's like a very good kiss ass a little bit. Like,
sure. Yeah.
So I wonder.
But only because, like.
Is it going to be like a team of sycophants? Like.
Well, I mean, you mean like towards Bethany?
Yeah.
Well, it seems like everybody else hates everyone. Well, that's true. She's got Sonia
Lou
now.
And Tinsley are right, team
Lou,
B.
I guess Luann is now team B. I mean, right. Oh my God, it's funny how like Bethany just turned it around.
She really did. It was a
masterstroke. I still, team Carol, but like, God, she knows how to turn it around. Like, Bethany knows
so much
how
power
to orchestrate. I mean,
she really does. She knows how to fucking manipulate.
That is what makes a queen.
Yeah, she knows what the fuck she's doing.
On this show.
I would like to like her again. I don't like disliking her. I have said terrible things about her this season. Yeah. I would like to like her again. I don't know if it's ever going
to
happen.
I always did used to like Bethany too, and Damien would be like,
yeah, Damien,
I just don't understand it. And, you know, I was like, she's scrappy, and she like pulled herself up. And like, listen, also when it comes to these shows, I respect legitimate money, and Bethany has legitimate money.
Yeah, legit.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't like this sort of like tiptoeing around. Like, do you have money and doing like one
Jersey,
thing?
Jersey.
Yeah.
Atlanta.
One thing that seems nice. Like, show me Bethany's homes and I'm like, okay, that's cold hard cash.
And
like,
her fucking wardrobe. Yeah. Those fucking Birkins. Oh, Birkins, like, for days.
Yeah, for days. And it's just like, I mean, she's dripping in it, you know?
Yeah, it's magical.
So, you know, I get it. You know what I mean? But I'm wondering, like, where does, like, Ramona fit into all of that?
What happened to Ramona? I mean,
she's honestly just, like, she's just that, like, volcanic island out there by herself. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if these are the islands of Hawaii, like, she's the big island that she's just going to explode every once in a while and, like, fuck everything else up. Everybody, like, with, like, the soot in the air. I hope that's not insensitive. Jesus Christ.
But, no, it's fine. You're on the right show for insensitivity. It's what we star in.
You know what I mean? It's just, like, no one's paying attention to me. I'm just going to go over here and do something explosive that will, like, just cloud everything else over there. Like, that's kind of what she does. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, Carol said there were two pieces that Carol had up on Us Magazine from like promoting some like mattress or something. It's so sad. Like, Carol's
she's
Poshmark,
doing it.
Carol's Poshmark tweets, and they're all like 000 shit from like the mid 90s, and they're $1 million. And I want to buy something because I own various dumb housewife things, but they are literally, her pants would like fit my ankle and then I would like call it a day. And they're $1 million. They're like real design. Like, I don't need that shit.
Yeah.
But Carol said two things. One, she said that she wrote Bethany a condolence card about Dennis and that Bethany hasn't responded, which of course she wouldn't respond. But like,
you don't respond to condolence cards.
No. And she said that too. She's like, she didn't need to respond, but I wrote her a card, which I was like, okay, like, kudos to you. You can write. And two, the only person that she stays in touch with from the cast is Ramona, not Tinsley. She stays in touch with fucking Ramona, Dorinda. Fucking Ramona.
Really?
She's like, Ramona has a ton of friends, which she does. Ramona has that, like, every time she does one of those birthday lunches, I swear to God, it's 60 people.
Right?
Isn't
that fascinating?
That's literally going to be
my wedding.
You
want to tell me that the birthday lunch is always where you find the next cast member.
100%.
You just glean the birthday lunch. Ramona's fucking weirdo birthday lunch.
Yeah, and they're all women, all with the same old new face. They're all very shiny. Yep. Their faces are like 6 inches thick from all the injectables. Mm-hmm. I love all of them. They have more money than
God. It's where we got Dorinda.
It is where we got Dorinda. Yeah, we got Dorinda more from Jill. We got Dorinda. Dorinda came to one
of
Jill for
she
like
was at
her
lunch.
Stepdaughter. Yeah, no, it was a lunch. It was a lunch.
Oh, well, then I guess, I mean, that's the other question. Is Jill coming back?
Oh, God.
You know?
I wish, but I just don't think it's going to happen. I just don't think it is. She wants it so badly. I want it for her. She was
it
such
would
a
just
dick.
Be so fun because I just know that it would start with Bethany and Jill mm-hmm. being friends again, mm-hmm. and then it would become the fight for the throne. Who would be the queen? You know what I mean? And I love watching two women like duke it out to be queen of the show.
I actually feel like if Jill came back now, that Jill would be an ally of Bethany against Ramona. That's where I could see it actually really working. Mm-hmm, and then Dorinda would be, I think on team Ramona as well. So it would be like Ramona, Dorinda v. Bethany, Jill, which I think would be really interesting. Yeah. I think that Jill and Bethany probably both if it happened, they would both need each other in the same way, yeah. like for audience approval and all that stuff.
Sure, sure.
And I think that they would make an alliance, and I think it would be spectacular.
Yeah, yeah. So I want to ask a question.
Oh my God,
because
ask
now, now that we've been talking about like queens of the show, and I think this ties into Dallas.
Oh yeah, who's the queen?
Well, because we're having a little spat on Dallas about who is the queen of the show. Yeah. Granted, it's off camera.
What the fuck?
Do you know about this? I mean, of course, I know. Carrie and Brandy were on Watch What Happens Live, and they were talking about how Deandra and Leanne in Beaver Creek got in a fight off camera, like an actual fight about who was the queen of the show, which I just think is so fascinating that like, because like we always like to joke about that, like, oh, whoever is like the center, whatever, star, apple, peach. But like they actually got in a real fight,
like
about,
a screaming match.
About who was the queen of the show.
Which is magical.
Now, I think it's funny. It's those two women on Dallas fighting about who's the queen. But what do you think makes a housewife queen?
Oh God. Like that's not what I thought you were going to ask.
How do you get the center placement? I have my thoughts on it.
I think you have to be the connector. I think you have to be the person that is the relationship sort of steward for everyone else, that you're like the person bringing in everyone else, sort of like how Jill was, how Kyle was. Mm-hmm. I don't think so much with like Lanithia, but maybe a little bit with Lanithia Leaks in Atlanta. And I would say maybe Caroline Manzo in Jersey, rest in peace, because she's no longer on the show. I think you have to be that connector. I think you have to be a really strong, confident personality type. And I think you have to know how to play to win.
Yeah, definitely. I would like, so jumping on that, like, I think, well, I mean, first and foremost, I think you got to have the cash. You got to have the money.
Oh, yeah. You do have to have the
you've
money.
Gotta be
this
able
is
to
Housewives.
You've got to be able to show the fuck up, like, with the yacht and the private plane. Like,
if you can
fly your friends private, like, you're on your way to.
Cam can do that.
I mean,
she's nowhere near
Cam
the
can
queen.
Do it, but Cam, like.
Cam's a fuck
she's,
up.
She's just
not
like,
smart.
Yeah, she's not smart. She's not smart. So I think the money is a big thing. I also think a huge thing about being queen is, like, you have to be able to rile up drama around you.
Yeah.
You don't necessarily have to be in it all the time.
Yeah.
But you need to be able to rile up the drama around you. But when all that drama is just vortexing, you stay collected. Like, you stay calm by it. It doesn't affect you. That's one thing about Bethany. Like, yes, she was like crying a lot this season, but that was about, like, you know, extra out, like, things outside of her out of Housewives. Like, that was about like Jason and like her child and that sort of thing. But it's like when you can stir up that drama and then it starts to come back on you, you're just like, cool, watch me deal with this. Bethany can do it. Nene can do it. I mean, she can like turn on the Nene when she wants because like
it's good TV. She's a show woman.
LVP is really great at it.
Yeah,
LVP
is good at it.
And like, you know, that's kind of the whole, like on Beverly Hills, there is always that sort of LVP versus Kyle.
Right.
Who is kind of right there in the center. But I think that really makes a good queen. And I don't think that like Leanne or Deandra are doing either of those things. Leanne sometimes, because she's good TV, but Leanne doesn't have the cash. She doesn't have the money. She gets too riled up and like too angry, I think, to be queen.
Yeah.
And when it comes to like Deandra, I'm like, girl, you're nobody on this show. Like she's
really?
Got, I mean, I believe that she's got money. I totally believe that because she's got great style and she's got great fashion. But like, she's trying so hard to be queen. She can't be queen. Like you can't grasp for it that hard. You know what I mean? There has to be some like effortlessness to it. But I can just see it in the show. I can see it in the way she walks into a scene or a conversation with anybody. She is just fighting so hard to be like the most relevant. And I'm like, bitch, no one cares. Like, I care more about Cameron than I do about Deandra. Like,
really? I love Deandra.
I mean, I like her in a more subservient position.
Okay.
In the cast, but not like trying to be top of the heap, you know, because I hate watching her with her mother. I think that's always very sad because she just reduces to becoming a little girl in front of her mom again. And she's got this like, I'm going to do this and start this and do this. And like, I don't know if you saw the preview for next week, but she's crying in front of her mom again about like me and who I'm supposed to be. And her mom is just like,
oh, Mama D Mama D has zero fucks.
She does not give a fuck. She's like, shut up, Deandra. Like, how on earth do you think I would ever trust you to run a company if you sit in front of me and do that? And it's just, I don't know. I just don't like, she doesn't strike me as interesting, I think, like really interesting because it doesn't come from like a genuine place. She's trying just too hard to be interesting. Whereas like Stephanie.
Oh my God, that's literally what I was about to say.
Stephanie.
Stephanie's a secret alpha pretending to be a beta.
I would die if she heard this and like reached out to me at Seth Platner, Twitter, and Instagram. because like, God bless that woman and her money and that house and her $40,000 steam shower. I Googled steam showers and I was like, most steam showers cost like $4,000 or $5,000.
Literally...
And she was like, I'm going to custom the fuck out of everything in this and make it cost $40,000 for a steam shower.
I literally almost came when I saw that.
I gasped in horror at first.
Like, no, why?
And then I cheersed her. And then I said, yes, bitch,
she's so good. She has $1 million in jewelry. Like, she has $1 million.
I know.
They asked her what happened.
I still love her so much because like, because she's confident and she still seems like slightly humbled by it. Like she's just like, this is my life. I have this money and this is how I spend it. And then when Andy's like, oh, I mean, they asked that question like, oh, you must spend like $1 million on a birthday party for your
kids.
She's
like $1,000 or
she's like, my kids want to swim in the pool and eat pizza. So I spend like $500. And it's like, yeah, girl, that's right. Because, but the thing is that you know, and she knows that if I wanted to have a $60,000 birthday party, like I would.
She's not Taylor Armstrong. She's not having a $60,000 birthday party for a fucking 5-year-old or whatever.
On the table having people take pictures
at a fucking tea party because she thinks she's like doing Baby Vogue or something. While her daughter's like, why do mommy and daddy hate me? Like, honestly, like, why am I here? Her like poor daughter who I thought was special needs, but I think just hated being on camera.
But I think Stephanie is like, and here's also the thing about Stephanie is she doesn't want to be queen. She's totally happy with just being where she is. But it's like, why? I think she is my queen. She is my queen. I think because of those things.
I'm so glad you said that. I was watching the show this morning. I think I watched it twice this morning. I was like, Sarah, focus. Something is happening. And I just felt so much love for her. You know, and I know that like I used to love Brandy, but I really love Stephanie. I just love how like interesting she is, how empathetic she is, how she has that weird meeting with Travis where they're like, poor people who work for us should go to the community college across the street. And it was like, yeah, it's like, I'm sure it's like University of Phoenix or whatever, but like, I'm super
I did chuckle about that, that it really seemed like they were doing this
huge,
like, huge philanthropic move. And it's like, literally it's the community college across the
like
street.
Like you can use like their cafeteria sometimes like, if you want to take a 10.
It's Texas.
No, it's like, Texas.
There are some good cheap schools.
No, but I'm sure they
Texas.
Have a deal, and that's okay because like Starbucks did that, didn't they? Like Starbucks used to give people like an actual like amount of money to put toward their own education. Now they're all like, you can go to this online school if you want to, like in your free time. I mean, I don't know how.
I mean, at the end of the day,
it.
Like it's nice, and it did seem
right,
like
but
it
it's
came
nice,
from a great
and
place
it was she was like crying because there was some sort of tie-in to her like. Son having and, dyslexia yeah, or whatever. Yeah. And then she's like, this is a C. And he's like, it's an L. And you know what? E. Let it be an L. Whatever. Let it be a Q. It doesn't matter. It spells out love. At the end of the day.
Like, it's fine.
I do love her. Fine. I thought it was interesting. I watched Deandra on Watch What Happens Live, which was, by the way, a super not fun train wreck because Tom Arnold
is a train wreck.
No, it wasn't her. Tom Arnold is like not good for live TV or maybe
I don't
also
think he's
TV.
Also, or maybe also being paired with
sober.
A woman. I'm
not
sure.
It wasn't
about
even
that.
He just like was hemming and hawing and like couldn't put a sentence together, and I thought maybe it was an act, but I think that's like maybe his brain now. Like I don't know what the deal was, but I was uncomfortable watching it. But she referenced the fight over Queens either on the show or on the after show and was like, it wasn't a fight about Queens, it was just a fight about like who's the queen, which she does, just like the $200 thing.
What's
she was
difference?
Like, she's like, I never said that, but like I said it.
Oh,
okay,
right.
Yeah. Like, I totally said it. Why did you say that I said it?
Right.
Even though I totally did. Yeah. How dare you?
And then she clarifies
friend.
In a way that's supposed to, like, make it okay. And it's like, no, you're all saying, it's just saying the same thing.
But I felt like it's such an interesting fight for them to have about who's the queen. I think that Leanne is the reason that the show got a second season.
I mean, without a doubt.
100% because she's a nut job. And then the second season going to 3. I mean, this season she seemed kind of, like, sad in moments.
Leanne.
I felt like in some of the episodes so far, she's felt kind of like, not just like sassy, snarky, but like quiet. Like she's afraid of how, I think it's a combo of like her now, like going to a therapist or whatever. And like that and like being afraid of coming across as a sociopath on TV again.
Yeah, I mean, sure, you've got to, I mean, she probably like has looked at the last couple seasons. And right. Like, and that's why I believe when she's talking about her anger management, like she probably does look back on all that stuff and she's like,
yeah, I think
she's
probably embarrassed.
I got to dial it back just a little bit. And I think this season her personal life has come much more into focus as far as everything with Rich and like the wedding. And like, God, we see next season where Deandra's like shooting off rumors that like Rich maybe like cheated on her. And it's just like, ugh, it's about to get real messy, you know?
Yeah, it feels like they're both competing and they were really good friends. Although Deandra has acknowledged that they've had like, they've put pauses in their friendship before. Mm. So being estranged isn't new. And I've had that with friends where you like, you put a little pause where I'm like, I think you're a fuck up. Like we'll circle back in like a year.
Yeah,
but like right now I can't deal with you.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you still love the person, but
right,
you just
got to
like,
love them.
Box them off for a second.
And I believe that Deandra is probably a lot. That Leanne is probably a lot. And I believe that Deandra is probably also a lot because listen, she might really want to be the star of the show, but she is the star in real. I mean, like she's a part of the Simmons family that is a huge, well-known. They have a lot of fucking money backing them. She is the person in society that Leanne came on the show pretending that she was as well.
Yeah.
I volunteer, blah, blah, blah. Deandra actually is it. So I'm sure there was some tension in their personal life around that as well. Leanne takes some shots to Carrie Duber about Deandra's spending, which... Listen, not to say that I was in Paris, but I was in Paris and I spent so much fucking money that I don't have on the stupidest shit. And I got home and had like a days long panic attack and was like, why did you do this? Like, why did you focus so much on shopping for shit that you do not need? Like you were in Paris. Like, what did you do? So I get when Deandra goes to like a fucking mountain town or whatever and has some champagne. And then she's like, let me spend $5,000 on a belt and a hat and call it a day so I can fuck my cowboy husband, which I support because her husband is super fuckable.
Oh, we're into that. Okay.
So, are you kidding? War photographer? That's like 7 feet tall.
Yeah, that military thing
talks
goes
about
really far.
Fucking her. Yeah, I want to.
Hoorah.
God bless. Hoorah for days. But I think that they've both taken shots. Like Deandra has questioned why the fuck Leanne hasn't married Rich, which I do not believe is about Leanne. I do believe that Rich is like,
I think so too.
I am good right now. I don't know where that diamond came from because Deandra's been referencing Leanne's money problems. And I think Leanne's money problems is probably that like, she doesn't have she just, it because she's like a normal person.
Well, I think she's been pretty open about that. I mean,
yeah,
you go to her house in Dallas and
it's a normal house.
It's like
a cop's house. Yeah. No, but I'm being serious.
It's just like a single level and like a nice, neighborhood.
She wrote books for Amazon. Like she is the author of 45 books. Right. Like that's.
But that was her whole storyline in the beginning. Is like she was like, I've had to fight for my place in this society
because she was a carny. She was raised by the circus,
and she's all about like letting her charity work like carry her. And I think that's sort of where like your personality and the things that you're involved with make you a society woman instead of your money like the Simmons or the Westcotts.
Right.
You know, I just find myself more intrigued by the Simmons and the Westcotts. Like, I mean, I grew up in Arkansas, so like I spent a lot of time in Dallas. So like I like know those Dallas women. I know the Highland Park girl.
I don't know them. They're so fascinating.
I mean, Cameron is like the actual like epitome of like a Highland Park, which is like the rich part of Dallas.
Purposefully slow? Because it feels like she's intending to sound like a moron.
Yeah. I mean, I would say there is kind of a thing that like you don't act too smart or too motivated or aspirational because then it just puts too much attention on you. You know what I mean? So you just like do just enough so that you're, I mean, as she sort of talks about this, like your goal, I mean, your job is to take care of the kids, is to be the homemaker, you know? So you can't pull too much focus away from him because he's the smart guy that's making all the money that is keeping that family established as to what it is. And and they are clearly making an ungodly amount of money. That Beaver Creek house, like,
oh my God, his family has so much fucking money.
I was so mad they didn't show the price tag on that house because like usually they're so good about that, right? Everything gets a price tag, but there were no price tags on anything in the Beaver Creek house.
I feel like 10 maybe? Is that too much? 8? 6?
I would say...
I don't know.
I don't know how money works. I was thinking like 11 or 12.
Really?
Only because like I have a friend who has a friend who has a house in Beaver Creek that I went and stayed at once and it was comparable to what we were looking at there and that house was like $10 million.
Where's Beaver Creek? I just forgot. I don't know
Colorado.
How... Okay.
Yeah, like just like close to Vail, like just next
how
to the Vail Resort.
How much that private plane costs? I know like maintenance or whatever.
Well, here's the thing is it's the companies, right? So their company has the plane.
And right.
And that means the Westcott family allowed her to use that plane to fly there. And I'm sure the reason they didn't show any price tags on that Beaver Creek house is because it's the Westcott family house.
Right, and they were like, go fuck yourself.
They weren't comfortable putting that on camera. But like, man, I was like, I want to know what that elevator.
I know, I die
really
for an elevator.
I really want to know what all that costs because I just like cream for days when I see Stephanie's house and like everything that costs, everything that's in there. That's
yeah,
in there.
Stephanie and Cameron are.
But Cameron is like, anyway, like back to what we were like kind of saying, is like, yeah, like Cameron is definitely that Highland Park like society.
And
girl.
I think that Deandra is also, but she's also educated. I mean, she put in her blog her like defense of the whole Leanne and also like just the beauty company fight with her mom is like, I genuinely worked in politics. I had positions in both Bush administrations, HW and W, and my stepdad got sick or something, or her bio dad got sick or something, and my family asked me to come back to Dallas, and I made the point to come back. And so coming back meant leaving behind her political career. Yeah. And as a result, she's
just
like,
went
back into the family business, but she's like, I thought I was going to take this over. And I don't think that it's uncommon to see this kind of power play dynamic among family members in a family owned company. I think that it sucks, but it doesn't seem crazy to me.
Not at all. When I look at that whole argument and like, Deandra's mom is like, she's kind of insufferable in the way she handles the whole thing. But like, Deandra just keeps saying, give me the company. And I'm like, show me the CV, show me your hits, show me what you've done and why you actually deserve this. Because she just keeps saying, I think I deserve this and I think I'd be great in it. And I'm going to be like, what initiatives or launches have you had within the company that have brought in a lot of money that show that you can do this on a larger scale?
First off, she tried to do that L47 or whatever, that skincare thing that was like missing the main ingredient, like the actual skincare last season where she was like,
yeah.
L17. But then Mama D gave her a fucking key. So it's like,
that was for TV.
I know. Well, here's
and
what.
Mama D was setting that up to be like, I'm going to snatch that key right back next season.
This is what sort of annoys me about Deandra is that she and I love it about her too, but I hate it, is that she opens the door to like, this is all mirage, because she said on Watch What Happens, she's like, my mom is great, she's super funny, she's whatever, blah blah blah, and like it's she's very entertaining. Yeah. And I'm like, bitch, it's, like you're in this, I am emotionally connected to the estrangement you have with your mother, and it was
why
made for TV.
I don't believe a lot of the stuff with Leanne. I think it's them working together almost to create mirage, like they're getting a sense that it's very similar, I think, to what happened with Gina on OC this week when they all attacked her about her marriage. It's okay. Like there was probably a sense that like, guys, we got to ratchet up the drama. No one's going to like us. So they were like, let's pit the two best friends. The two best friends were like, we got to pit ourselves against each other. All the women in OC were like, we are like literally the most boring humans on the planet. So let's attack this other girl for her marriage, her divorce, when she just says like, we're divorcing because we want to and we no longer like love each other. And they're like, what the fuck? Oh my God. How dare you? You have no moral compass. Like,
oh my God.
Mickey, fuck right
Mickey.
Off.
Mickey, Brooks took your map, sweetie.
But those, like, those moments when I'm just like, they just got to keep like ratchet something up.
See, I felt like this fight with Leanne, maybe it's amped up a little, but I really do feel like in both cases it's coming. I know maybe I'm gullible, but like, I feel like it's coming from a real place. I feel like they genuinely feel competitive, that Leanne feels like, this is my show. You're on my fucking show
that
now.
Yeah,
I own it. And Deandra's like, I own Dallas. What the fuck are you talking about? I'm America's sweetheart. People think you're insane. And then OC, conversely, Gina's like, everything's fine. I love fucking my husband. He's a great guy. We love each other. We're just not in love anymore, but I love fucking him. He's an amazing guy. And this is going to be like the best divorce of all time. And all of these women have like trauma experienced
from
extreme divorces.
Yes.
Like Vicky got fucked by Brooks. Probably the only time she liked getting fucked, but like got fucked by Brooks. Dawn got half her money. Tamara's still going through it with Simon.
Lost a kid and all of that.
Lost a fucking kid.
Kelly is a total wreck at the moment.
Kelly is a complete wreck about Michael and doesn't know who she can trust and knows that it was the right move to get divorced because she was in a very, very unhealthy marriage. Mm-hmm. But is
twice.
Yeah, but like legit, because they got separated and then they came back and they were like, nope, just kidding. Mm-hmm. But feels like, why aren't her friends supporting her and taking her side? And Shannon,
just
poor Shannon,
off the deep end, just spiraling,
totally just spiraling, and like doesn't even know what to say. And I feel like Gina is, I don't want to listen. We live in the world of, what is it, conscious uncoupling, mm-hmm. like Gwenny style, like Goop style, where some people really do try to make an effort to divorce with love, which
it's ideal. It's ideal.
It's possible.
I do understand that it is very easy to question.
Yeah, I think for she said it to the wrong crowd. She should have been like, she's not opening up to how bad she feels, I think, because she's afraid of being vulnerable to these women. She knows she'll get like attacked for it, so she's pretending like everything is fine. He moved away, he's not really living at home. Because of that distance, we realize we are no longer in love with each other, and we need to make that distance like official. Like, we haven't been a true married team for a while, so like, let's just get divorced, but we'll still be in each other's lives, because he's like the father of my children. And all of these women are like, cool, great idea in theory, but you've never actually been divorced before. And a lot of people, even if you guys didn't fight a lot or whatever, go into divorce thinking, we're going to do this as a team. And then money gets involved, hate gets involved.
Once assets are involved.
Right, assets. Or like, nasty. What's going to happen when he starts fucking somebody else? If he hasn't been already or wasn't before, like, or was before, like, it can get dirty quick.
Totally.
And they're kind of just like, you're not, sweetie, like, it's not, yeah,
she's
roses.
She might be slightly idealistic about how it's all going to go down. That being said, I do think that these women are like, I don't want to say jealous, but like, they're watching.
Yeah, there could be jealousy.
They're watching this much younger woman.
Yeah.
Just be like, listen, this is the state of my marriage. This is where it's at. We're both being very pragmatic. They don't live in the same city. They never see each other. So the fact that love has dissolved between them, I totally buy that. But just that still means you could still want to fuck somebody and not love them.
Right.
You know? And they're just like, and she's just like, we're going to do this in the easy way. And they're all just like, there's no fucking way that's possible. Oh my God, you're such a fucking idiot. It's harder than that. And like, it is hard. It is much harder than it is easy, but I still think those women are, again, they've all been burned. So they are just like, we can't let this woman think that she's going to get away with it easier than we did, even though she might. And I'm just like,
right, she might.
Why not in the beginning give her the benefit of the doubt and be like, I mean, I understand why, because they need drama for the show.
Yeah.
But to me, I'm just like, that this is a thing that these women are fighting about. I'm like, where's the support? Why aren't they just like sort of buttressing her up and saying, okay, if this is how this is going to go down, we're going to be there through it.
And, right.
And then when the shit hits the fan,
right. We hope we'll still wrong, be there. But like
there's another way to do it. Right. Just say like, right. Just say, God bless you guys. We're happy for you going about this way. From our experiences, it all seems like harder to do than the way you guys are going to do it. But the fact that they just like ripped her to shreds. I mean, there was like a dog fight and they all just like went in on her to be like, it felt gross. It felt kind of nasty. And to me that like, if that's where that drama has to come from about divorce, like when it's already hard enough that they like children are involved, you know what I mean? And they're just sitting here trying to make her feel so bad about it. And I do think the fact that she continued not to feel bad about it, she was just like, okay, great. I'm glad you guys all think that, but this is the way we're doing it. Like, really pissed them off because they weren't getting the reaction out of her that they deserve. And I think I've seen a lot of stuff online of people being like, oh, even like Gina's divorce is boring. And it's like, it is, because she's doing that by design. She's like, I don't want to let this turn into a shit show, because then it gets bad for the kids. It gets bad for her. Like, she knows she has to maintain a relationship with this person.
I do find it interesting that like, he's this great guy, but he has obviously refused to allow his voice or being on camera in any way. Like, she has a panic attack and goes to the bathroom, and I want to hear what he's saying back to her. Yep. She calls him and she's obviously hysterical, and I'm sure he says something sweet and lovely, but like, why the fuck aren't we hearing that? I think that's insane to me.
Also,
that's like actually insane.
I think that a lot of this was already sort of like starting to develop.
Oh, I think she thought she was going to get divorced before she joined the show.
Oh, yeah. And then she was like, oh, this makes me interesting, gives me a storyline. Yeah. Like, the producers look at someone like her and think, oh, we've got full first season of divorce, going into the next one, she can start dating again, possibly.
100%.
Maybe rekindle something. Like, it's built in.
You right. Know what take I mean. Care of those evil kids.
Yeah.
Her kids are so fucking annoying. Enough with the small children on OC. I do not need it. I'm a retired nanny. It gives me the like heebie-skeebies.
When that kid hit her in the head, I was like, oh, hell no.
When that kid was thinking about peeing in the strawberries, I was like, no, this is not. This is like an ABC show. We are on Bravo. Yeah. Okay. You hold that key. Cannot. All right. Or else you urinate on a group vacation and your name is Vicky Gumbelson and you're on a hotel bed or whatever and go to die. Oh, Vicky telling her that she's like going to hell 100% was magical.
My favorite thing was the like the double reaction, like the double shookedness from all the women at the table when first Gina says she doesn't believe in God. And literally, like, the music, there's that, like, that string of violins, and they're all like, and you see Shannon go, oh, she's like, oh, my God.
Tamara literally doesn't know what to say.
How could you? And then but in that moment, they're all shocked like that because that's what they're thinking is she has no moral compass, right?
Right.
So, but then when Vicky says it, they're like, again, they're all like, oh, God, Vicky, how? Oh, my God, how could you? It's like, pick a side, girls.
Yeah, they were on Jesus's side. I just love that Vicky's
they
like,
love the Lord so much in
Vicky
OC.
Loves the Lord so much and knows that he is the only way she's going to heaven, that she participated in a cancer fraud and doubled down with a fraudulent insurance charity thing that she filmed on camera that was like a total sham, and people, in order to donate, you had to like provide all of your contact information to like fucking kodoinsurance.com, whatever, .org, .net, .usa, .altavista. Like, sweetie, no. Like, oh, it's a lot. Like, don't tell me how much you love Jesus. Yeah. Like, I don't know.
It's like what she said in her confessional where she was like, You better hope that God is real, or otherwise you're going to spend eternity regretting it. And I'm like, that's what Vicky's thinking all the time. Like, God, I hope God is real, and I hope he is a forgiving God. Because
yeah,
otherwise,
I hope God has a sense of
like,
humor.
Vicky's fucked.
She better hope that she shows up at the pearly gates and God's like, woohoo! Yeah, no. And it's like heaven
He's
is gonna
be
on
like,
days.
No, woohoo, girls, get out, get out of here with that face.
Oh my God, yeah, it was a lot. It was.
It was the first time the season had been interesting, really, to me. I mean, other than Kelly Dodd looking at...
Oh, my God. I love her so
looking
much.
Looking at fucking... What's his name? What's
Shane.
It? Shane.
Butt plug. Yeah. I mean, he's a moral butt plug. Shane does not have a moral compass.
Kelly is the only person that can make calling someone a dork just seem so, like, hurtful.
But also totally factually correct.
You fucking dork. I was like, oh, my God. Like, I'm a dork. I know I'm a dork. I can call myself a dork all the time. And then I was like, I don't ever want to be a dork again. By the way, she called Shane a dork. I mean, you fucking pussy. I was just like, damn, girl.
But also, like, yeah.
I saw her in Fire Island, like, three times this summer.
Oh, yeah. How does she look?
Amazing, actually. Yeah, she's gorgeous. Like, she's so pretty. Gorgeous. And every time I'd see her at like low T, I would be like, okay, I'm going to do it. I'm going to say hi. I'm just going to go up and say Kelly Dodd. Like, I love you so much. But I was like, I'm afraid I'm going to piss her off and she's going to come at me, which would be a great story. But yeah. I just like, I could never muster the.
You didn't say
I don't
anything?
Know why.
Oh my God. I always say something.
I like literally
when you see
tackled,
something, say something.
Yeah,
okay.
I almost like tackled Natalie Portman in the street once, like in college, because I was so obsessed with her.
Oh my
like,
God.
Unabashedly. And I can't walk up to Kelly Dodd and just be like, hey, your fedora and
I'm
your
sure
caftan
she
look great.
It.
I
mean, were you shirtless? You should have
not
taken off your shirt.
At that moment, no.
Oh, okay.
In like 45
See,
minutes, yeah, she would have been gone.
Taking off your shirt, and
yeah,
you would have gone a long way.
Yeah. I mean, I know, just opportunity lost.
She'll
but
be
she
there
loved
again.
It out there, so I'm sure I'll see her next
Yeah, I feel
summer.
Like she's in, according to her Insta stories, which, by the way, are the best things you'll ever see in your entire life, because they never make sense. When she speaks, I'm like, are you drunk? It's like 2 o'clock in the afternoon or whatever. Yeah. She just like slurs a lot and she gets very excited and she takes random, like sometimes very lengthy Insta stories and I don't know what's happening and I love every second of it. But I feel like she's in New York a lot. Like she goes back. I don't know if it's for press or
to
what.
To me, that's a weird thing. It's like, because I was always like, you live in Orange County. Right. Why are you flying to New York to then go to Fire Island? Because it's like a journey to get out there from the city.
She'll do anything.
I mean, she's got probably a car and like a helicopter or whatever.
Right.
But I'm like, who are you? I mean, because she wasn't with Andy. I mean, because I would see Andy out there. I would see Andy out there with like SJP.
Yeah.
But not Kelly. I mean, I'm sure when Kelly was like, Andy, I'm in Fire Island. He was like, who is this?
Okay,
like,
bye.
Yeah. Don't. Okay, don't call me. Great.
She's a lot. I felt for her in that scene where she was so uncomfortable with the idea of being alone with Shane. And then he's such a pompous dick that he's like, when Emily's like, are you comfortable being alone with him? And Shane's like, why did you ask her? Shouldn't you be asking me? And it's like, no, sweetie, she should be asking the fucking female if she's comfortable being with this like weird lecherous gnome of a man in your like weird living room. Yeah. Like, yeah, that's exactly
also, like,
appropriate.
Forcing their children to play in the background.
Oh my God, Jolie was not into that. Jolie was like, bad touch.
That hug.
That was not. Yeah. Those kids were pissed as fuck. Yeah. And also, they were the same age. What? That's a lie. 100% not true.
Jolie's got those. A lot of those hormones are like in our chicken. already going.
Oh my God, I die for Jolie. Poor Jolie. Jolie knows too much. But
and just so smart and like too aware.
Yeah, she's
too
aware
of her mother's life.
But Kelly, I felt for Kelly in that moment. And also like Shane was a dick to her. He was just like making fun of her the whole time.
I know. It's
which
like
I
if
didn't feel
if,
was appropriate.
If the apology, if you're there to the apology, like let the apology happen. Like don't keep taking digs. Also, don't take digs at Kelly because like Kelly will rile right the fuck up.
100%.
And you're just gonna ask for it again. Like she's,
and she came and like prostrated herself. And did I use that word correctly? I think I did. I think it's like Jesus-y or something. She came and was sort of like ego free and tried to explain herself. And yeah. I think he made some good points too, but he's so rude and callous and mean. He seems like a mean guy. Mm-hmm. I don't understand how he and Emily
He's got like little man syndrome.
He 100% has Napoleon syndrome where he's just like trying to like, I don't know, rise above it. I thought
just
it was
show how much power he has, even though he's like,
he's like an office manager or something. And like his like Persian Mormon family,
like,
I guess, has a lot of money.
Can't pass the bar or whatever. Right?
Oh, right. What's
like,
that about? Because he was a lawyer, but then he wasn't. I think he's like an office manager. Or is he unemployed? I don't remember.
I thought Emily said in the beginning he was kind of stay-at-home dad-ish at the moment.
Ugh, what a terrible. Oh, my God. Can you imagine him as a parent?
No.
Ugh. I mean, like, I know he is one, but like, vom.
His girls, like, they don't know they hate him yet, but
they
they're
will.
Gonna.
Yeah, I don't know. What do you think about Jackie and Emily? Jackie, that's not her name. Gina and Emily
as friends,
as wives.
Oh, I've enjoyed Gina because I think that she's like smart. I think she leans a little bit too hard into like the like I'm from New York like shtick.
Yeah, it's like, a lot. And like we're recording this in New York, but it's like it's a lot.
It's just like okay, we get it. I'm a New York girl. And I'm on the beach. Like okay, we
I'm
get
Italian.
It.
I'm Italian. I like pasta.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, it's
for
a lot.
Joel, pizza pie. Shut the fuck up. Like she's smarter than that. So it's like don't undercut yourself the way. But I think she's very like, I think she holds herself well.
Yeah,
like among all of
she's
this.
She's growing on me.
Emily, I mean, listen, I love nothing more than when a housewife says they're going to kill another housewife.
Yes.
Like it's my favorite thing. Like I want like a poster on my wall.
Yes.
Like I've actually, Damien and I have tried to have this somehow like commissioned in paint where Kim is calling Brandy a slut pig. And then Brandy says, I'll fucking kill you. It's like, it's just such a beautiful moment. And it makes me wonder like how many times has a housewife said they're going to kill another housewife?
I feel like
is it just those
time.
Two or like have other.
No, it's been more than that. I mean, like Teresa v. Danielle.
Oh, well, sure.
Danielle
yeah,
v.
In Jersey,
Caroline.
They've all threatened each other. Sure, sure, sure. But like the fact that it happened in OC and also like it was the first time we'd seen Emily's like facade break and she got that Candy voice because, you know, Candy's all like.
Yeah, peace and love.
But it went like she did like backwards Candy. So like when Candy's upset, right? You know, Candy just likes to keep it cool. She's a low talker. But then when she's pissed, she's like, oh, good God, go. Like it goes up. She goes up. But Emily went from like, I do to I'll fucking kill you. And I was just like, whoa, okie dokie. Like she's got it in her. And I want to know where that comes from.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because she seems very collected. Because she's an attorney and she's
but
pretty.
But she's also a party planner. There's some questions. I don't know.
I don't
it's
know.
A lot. That's a really
know.
Good
But
point.
I want to find out where that, I want more of that,
yeah.
that sort of anger to come out.
I think I hated them when they started, which I think isn't, I feel like I'm like similar to Shannon, the love of my life in this way where I start from a place of hate with the new housewives where I just uniformly, there are exceptions, but like Shannon's an exception, but like typically I just hate them at first. And I feel like with these women, I was just annoyed by them. I was annoyed at how young Gina was. And I was annoyed at how like dumb or quiet Emily seemed and sort of uncomfortable with being on camera. And I think they're growing on me. I mean, OC is,
it's a tough season. It's tough this season, but I mean, and I honestly think it's tough to watch Shannon. like yeah. go through all this. Yeah. I mean, not just because like watching divorce is hard and like they've got the girls and like whatever, but she's just not handling it well. Like she never handled everything with David and the cheating well. And like, you just saw all of this coming from like a mile away. And now it's kind of gotten to a nasty point where she, I mean, it, Tamara's right. I mean, she is consumed by it.
Yeah.
You know, she can't really think about anybody else. It's like where they like Shannon is attacking Gina about how she's choosing to handle her divorce. And all Gina is saying, because other people are like, bring up the money. And Gina's like, it's not about the money. Like, I come from a humble home. And Shannon's like, so you sounds like you're attacking me because it's about the money. It's like, no, Shannon, that's what you think about yourself. You know, you're just bringing that up because that's what you fear. Gina doesn't care. And it's like, I think she is all consumed with that divorce. And she's like, is still so in love with David, which is sad.
I think whereas Vicky always supports the man side in dynamics, oh, including God, with Kelly, I think that Shannon still views herself in her primary role is like wife and mother. And now that she's no longer a wife and the fact that the man that she was married to for so many years sort of like openly despises her. Mm-hmm. I don't know that she knows how to handle that because no. I think she's still, even though he's done terrible things, I think that she is still sort of defensive of him. I know that's insane because I know that she said like a lot of shit about him.
Yeah.
But I think that she's still struggling with the fact that like she's going through an incredibly acrimonious divorce.
Yeah.
And she doesn't know how to handle it because no. I feel like she tried so hard to stay married, but it was such a toxic marriage. She doesn't know what to do with that toxicity because if it can't get placed on David,
where did she put it?
Where does it go? And she like, was that's already, something Dr. Moon is not going to be able to.
And she was already like hard enough on any women that would come in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because, and I mean, look, it's when they had to almost bring in these new people because they were like, well, we definitely know that Shannon's going to hate Gina. Because all of Shannon's targets are gone, right? Because she and Kelly are friends now. Mm-hmm. And Lydia is gone, mm-hmm. you know. So they were like,
she was kind of weird with Heather.
Yeah. So they were like, we just need to bring somebody in that Shannon can like attack. Although she seems like Shannon and Emily are okay at the moment.
But I still love her. I mean, like.
Shannon?
Yeah. And
I mean, Shannon Bedore is.
A queen.
I mean,
maybe not your version of a queen.
Yeah,
like I give her a Burger King crown. Yeah, she gets a paper crown for me any day of the week.
BK crown. Yep.
And that's the only crown that matters in my world.
Yeah, absolutely.
I still love her.
I think. I hope she'll pull out of it. I just fold my little hands at night on the side of my bed and pray for her HSN food line.
Oh my God, which I can't eat a single fucking thing. You know I would support that in a second, but like literally not. Maybe if water was the only ingredient, I would be 100% in. Like I want her pizzas to do well.
Me too.
And
I
her
love,
veggie
like,
burgers.
I love it when an HSN thing takes off. I mean,
yeah, I
because
think
when you
be
are
great.
Successful in HSN, like you're making mad money. Like she's going to do it.
I think it's probably a little difficult because she's going through a physical journey, and I think that's selling food. No, I'm
God,
serious.
That was just such an artful, soft way to address that. Because in my head, I was thinking that, but I. And
no,
much
I
more,
think it's hard to sell.
Much harsher terms.
Diet food, but I think the way that she's marketing it or spinning it is interesting. Where she's like, "I've struggled with weight in my life. Like this is helping me. Like help." Help
track.
Me help you.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
sure,
like,
sure, sure.
I think that's great. It's usually like they start from the after and then they sell the after.
Right.
And she's like, I'm selling the middle.
Yeah. You want something like relatable to it. I think a lot of women, like a lot of people can relate
100%
to that journey.
Yeah.
That physical journey.
100%.
So I just, fingers crossed, Shannon.
Fingers crossed.
You can do it.
Somebody,
you can do it, girl.
Can somebody please buy a Shannon Bedore veggie burger or that weird disgusting pasta thing that her kids
tell
poor children
how it tastes.
And
love,
tell us how it tastes
love
like
how it tastes.
I would love and I is it for sale? I don't know how HSN works.
Know.
Is it like just
well what they have to do is
day,
they develop it first and they have to do it
like
they have
HSN
to go
kitchen?
In and do a trial like a trial sell and if you make it past the trial then you get full spots.
Did she make it past the trial?
I don't know why I know all that.
No, that's amazing.
I don't know because it seems like it's one of these things that has popped up and then never been discussed again. Right? All season, she hasn't talked about it.
Yeah.
Just that there's been that one time with the kids, but.
Yeah, and like I see it on her social.
I mean, she's the face of, I don't know how active she is in like developing recipes.
I don't care. I just want her to be successful and like have her own life and not, you know, she deserves that alimony, honestly. Like if she gets $12,000 for rent and $30,000 total or whatever the fuck it is, like she deserves that. Like he has it. she worked. She was a full-time mom. You know, like that's a job that you don't get a salary for.
Yeah.
And frankly, if you get divorced, you deserve to be fucking supported
because
you've been supporting the family or that one of the family.
I mean, she raised those kids.
Right, 100%. Like, I just think, I hope that like she finds a way to make her own
She will.
Living.
I mean, she
yeah.
will. Also, like, she's making a decent chunk off the show.
Yeah.
You know, she probably gets, I don't know, 30, 40 an episode, something like that.
Yeah, I think she makes like 30 or 40.
You think? Or more? Too much?
Wait, that's way over what she gets.
Oh, what do you think it is?
She told me, so I can't. But it was off the record.
Okay. All right, well, when we go off air... You're gonna spill that.
I can't. Oh, that was like that was a crazy.
That's really that funny.
Was, yeah, we went to drinks, and I can't drink because the medical thing. And she was like, "Are you sure you don't want to drink?" And I was dying. I was like, "It might actually kill me."
I would get
me.
Hella drunk.
I know. I felt so bad. I was drinking a fucking like club soda. I was so depressed. I was like, this
"That's
is...
a great." I mean, if you could get that podcast off the ground, getting drunk with a housewife, like,
yes.
so much fun.
Oh my God,
three drinks in with.
I love that she showed up to that Italian dinner and she's like, I'm not going to have wine. Where's your vodka? I was like, Shannon for days.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
100%. What do you think of, what the fuck's his name? He's on Cameo now. Steve Lodge.
He's on what?
He's on, you know, Cameo, where you pay 40 to like $100 million and a housewife will say happy birthday, usually in a cab, a la Dorinda. I was like watching Dorinda's cameos.
You know, who said happy birthday to me?
Who?
Sonia Morgan. But
did Damien buy you a cameo?
He didn't buy it.
He got her to do it.
Because he knows her. I woke up on my 34th birthday to a video message from Sonia Morgan. It was fabulous. I just screamed.
Oh my God, that's
cried and
magical.
Like, that's when I knew that Damien was my life partner.
Yes.
When he made that happen. I mean,
oh my God.
I hope he didn't fucking pay for that.
Oh my God, I hope he didn't either.
I don't think he's got the money. But
I mean... But what do you think about like Steve now, Mr. like Vicky, you shouldn't work so hard. Like, sweetie, I'm sure you've seen the show. Like, that's her one love in life is
know.
Not you. It's
like,
Coto Insurance.
Steve always kind of sketched me out. And now that all this stuff's just kind of like beginning to bubble up to the surface about like the little break that they took and now he has no money and he moved in with his mom. And I know Vicky had a perfectly fine excuse for it. That
she says he has more money than her, which is like, you don't love him that much.
I've
say
seen that.
That
man and that's not true.
Yeah.
Because he's always seemed mysterious. Like, Vicky's like, I love him so much. And I think I love him too much. Or it loves me too much. But he doesn't do anything. He just sits there. And I know he probably thinks the show is bullshit.
I think he's a retired, isn't he a retired cop or something? He was like racist
or something.
I don't know. He was like running for sheriff or whatever.
But I think he's got a game. And I don't know what that game is.
Man,
just
she's
yet.
Got a
but
real
my,
type.
I was just going to say, Vicky Gumbelson, like, girl. Get off that roller coaster. But she loves that ride.
She and is it, on the Ramona coaster.
I mean,
and she needs
it
to
is
take a fucking get off.
Wild.
But maybe I don't even think she's getting off like with him.
Who was
he
it?
He doesn't
that
know
was,
how to pleasure.
Yeah. Who was it that was like breaking down her relationships in their confessional?
Kelly was like
talking about like from like Dawn to Brooks to like Steve and to be like she is habitual in the kind of
yeah it was
that
Kelly or
finds.
Tamara I would say
it was Kelly actually, which is like. Beyond true. I mean, it is beyond true. Like, she loves it. She gets like a weird.
I don't think she does. I think she's so appreciative to be loved that she's like, she goes overboard.
Yeah,
she
loves love.
Loves
she's
it.
A marriage girl.
Right. She wants, but she genuinely, truly wants to be married. And wherever she can find it, she'll get it.
Yeah.
She'll take it. She'll take it happily. It's just sad to me. I don't know. I feel weird about
it. Yeah, I agree. And like that guy. I mean, and I think that that's one of those things that eventually is just going to implode. I mean, it's because it just seems bizarre.
You know. Speaking of bizarre implosions, Michael on Potomac. Do you watch Potomac?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Was charged with
assault.
Sexual assault against
yesterday.
A fucking Potomac cameraman, which is not great. Camera guy said this just happened. Allegedly.
Was it sexual assault or assault?
Sexual assault. The
against
camera guy.
A male cameraman.
Yes.
So when he was up in those gay clubs in Rehoboth and sending his dick around. On Grindr, there were with this
was it Bethany Beach or whatever
or something,
right?
Yeah.
The camera guy said that he grabbed his ass and then gave him a flirty look, and the camera guy immediately told his supervisor, and he was charged with like legit sexual assault. Now, I didn't know that form of groping. This is not a judgment. Obviously, we live in a Me Too movement, 100% that's inexcusable. I didn't know it was a charge at the level that it actually was. I mean, he could be on the Supreme Court. Look at him. That's his first step to the lifetime appointment.
You can do it, Michael.
You can do it. But it's like not great timing because it was
terrible.
The
timing.
Reunion was the first time where I was like, oh, Michael, Dad, I feel for you because of the miscarriage. And you seem like you actually like maybe
that's,
like.
That's interesting. Actually. Yeah. And it's I totally. Yes. Like me too. Like men and women, like all that shit happening. It shouldn't happen to anybody. But I thought it was going to be something a little more. Like crazier than that.
No, like just like a grope and a look. He like went, grabbed this guy's ass and then gave him a flirty look. Like that's, why would you do that to like someone on the production?
No. Because was it like the way football players sometimes smack ass and like.
I don't think that's how that works when you're filming Housewives.
That's fine. I'm not going to question it. You know what I mean? Like.
Oh, I'm going to question the fuck out of it. But I don't know if it's going to make. I don't know. I don't know
how.
Will
it come up in the show since it's a. About the show,
I don't think it would work. I don't think the cameraman has. I don't. I think that the cameraman could like sue if it did. Like, I don't think. I think he has the right, an expectation to privacy because he didn't sign on to be on the show. He's on the show's crew. Yeah. I don't know if. T-Rap just got formally fired. I don't know if he. I don't know how that will affect Michael being a part of the show or if they'll reference it or if they can reference it during press. It's not great. I don't see how Giselle could not talk about it. I don't see how Karen could not talk about it. I mean,
in that cast, they do nothing but air each other's dirty laundry.
Yeah, which I'm so appreciative of.
The streets talk.
The streets are talking. And they're like, you got to like keep those, you got to keep it tight.
If you hear it on the streets, you got to keep it going on the streets. You know what I
mean? We are the streets.
Hi, welcome to the streets.
next year's talk about Seth Hotner. This
has been great.
This was like so good. Your energy, I just like, I'm super into it. I can't wait for you to come back.
I'm really happy to go deep on Housewives with literally anyone who will.
Okay, good.
Ask me to.
I will have you. Yeah. So that's done.
I'm here, not working a lot. So bring me on.
Seth Platner, tell the people your social media. Is it both Insta
and Twitter?
And Twitter is at Seth Platner. PLATTNER. Such a pleasure. So the Jane Fonda article was for Glamour.
Glamour.com. It's up right now.
Oh my God.
A profile about her new HBO documentary, which is fantastic. Definitely like go.
Did she talk about Vietnam? I feel a little weird about
Fonda. Yeah, I had to ask her about Vietnam. So we talked a little bit about it. But it's like she's talked so much about that in her career that like we didn't really get anything.
I gotta tell you, Dad was a French and Vietnamese interpreter in Vietnam. I don't know how I feel about it.
Sure.
I don't know. I don't know. I feel weird.
I get it.
But everybody makes mistakes. You know, when you're on vacay, things happen.
One too many Mai Tais and all of a sudden you're sitting in the anti-warcraft guns.
Yep,
so.
Cool. Just another day in the life. She's got five acts. That was half of one of them.
Yep.
Seth Platner, such a joy.
Thank you for having me.
Guys,
this
was so lovely. Do me a favor, will you please, since I'm like in and out of like medical mishigas, can you please get your asses to iTunes and give a 5-star review and also a little story about how much you like it? Because y'all seem to appreciate this audio since you don't yell at me about it so much anymore, publicly, but it would be great. Like, I still see an enormous amount of people posting about old audio, and guys, this shit is new.
It's brand fucking new. I walked in and actually exclaimed with the professionalism.
We used to have like a scotch tape dispenser with like an iPhone attached to it.
We got headphones. We got microphones.
Yes, queen.
They're dials up on this bitch.
Yes. And tell me your thoughts. Some of you rated the show 1-star because you said that you were Team Bethany. So there's no way.
Like, sorry, fuck.
Is Carol the Trump person? Because that feels like a real aggressive move. But can you please follow me on Twitter at Sarah Galley? Instagram me. I did a whole bunch of sass tying Brett Kavanaugh to like my thoughts and feelings about the Housewives on my Insta stories. So follow me on Instagram at Dame Galley and tell Seth and I your thoughts and feels. Who do you think is the queen?
Let's talk about queens. Yeah. Give all your queen thoughts.
Tell us all your queen thoughts, especially Dallas, because I'm genuinely curious. Yeah. And I think that maybe like Stephanie is Cinderella.
Would also love to know. That's so great. Cinderella.
Right.
Perfect.
She really
would
is.
Also love to know like who's your overall queen of all time in Housewives. So lay it out there.
Wait, before we leave, who's your overall closing thoughts? Who's your overall top queen?
Candy. Candy Burris. Okay. Number one. Yeah,
oh my God. OLGs. So okay. Well, so we're old lady ganging our way out the door. That was terrible. Guys, let us know your thoughts and feelings. Tweet us, sass us, send us selfies, but not of your dicks. And we'll talk to you next week. Okay. Bye, guys. Bye. Love you. Bye. Bye.